It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Evening, everybody. You are listening or watching, I guess. Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than winding up in hashtag jail. You could join our chat room, Den Pink. Go to davincomedy.com. Click listen live broadcast. I don't know the verbiage. Or watch us on the Davin's Den Facebook page. Hopefully no echo tonight. Although, if we do have an echo, it's Pip's fault. Also, well, tonight it would be. Audio is better on davincomedy.com. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by the cardiac kid, Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe will be with us shortly. Joe is in his building. He's just getting himself all settled. He will join us momentarily, bringing his special brand of sunshine that he likes to dip.
He's making himself pretty.
Right. That's what we'll go with. On the show, Nazi news in ye old Hitler costume, ghost horses, school of fools, and a worse costume than Where's Waldo. Facebook jail can lead to the real thing, the effect of cursing on your health, and scamming scammers. So that's where we are. It is, as I said on the pre-show, it is election night in America. It seems like we always have an election night in this country. It's always election night. We are, although not as bad as the British, we love us some elections. The British...
We do.
The British will elect the prime minister and then go 6 weeks later, you go, you know what? I think we need to see other prime ministers and do it all over again. See that? All right. You forcocked a sticker. So Pip voted today. Good girl. She voted today. I voted on Saturday, and they wanted me to take a sticker, and I said, I don't want your sticker. And they seem shocked.
Yeah,
by
this.
Why? I don't need it. And then my wife grabbed the sticker and said, I'll stick it on him. And I literally ran out of the place where we elected, where we voted, and I bolted out of there. Like I was being chased by a swarm of, what is it, those killer wasps. Those,
Well, weren't you, though?
What do I care about the I vote for cocktail sticker? You know what they should do? I just thought of this. No more I vote stickers. Because let's be honest, if that's what's getting you to the polls, yuck, I don't want you to the vote. You're specifically the type of person who I don't want to vote. If you were voting just for the sticker. You know who I do want to vote? You know how we should get more people to vote? Everybody gets a scratch-off lottery ticket. That's how we vote. You know how many people we would get to vote with a scratch-off lottery ticket? And you know what? And we're taking the time. We're taking the time out of our busy day. Or depending on when you vote, your busy day at some point, or mailing it at some point, and we are giving you back a prize, but not the Powerball, like the state lottery. You know, one of the a scratch off, and now you know how many more people would vote if we just bribed them. It's a tremendous idea.
Well, you know what? People are voting about money anyway, so what's the difference?
Tell me, isn't it a good idea though? Which I just thought of just now.
I think that it would be an incentive for some people, but those are the people that I don't want at the polls.
Ah, you know what? Here's why my idea is better. I understand what you're saying, but think about this. There's nothing more annoying when you're waiting online than two types of people. The person who's buying various lottery tickets, very annoying, because that's a whole production, especially when they want to be see if they won or not. That's a pain in the ass. And the other one
yes.
is the one who wants to buy cigarettes because they're very particular. They never have the one that this person wants. You have to get the key to open up the glass case where all the carcinogens are hidden and everything. Those are the two types of people that are the most annoying online. So for one day, I am eliminating half the problems online. We are getting more people to vote, and I am making the lines quicker when you want to buy a pack of gum or a cheap condom. You know what?
Come in here and vote. Have a pack of smokes and a scratch-off. Get out of here.
No, no smokes, just a scratch-off. But, you know, I on the little pre-show, very short pre-show, I said, you know, we should just put names in a hat, and I said which names and everything. But one of the names I did not put in the hat who we would pick president, overlord for 3 years. One of the names I did not put in the hat is mine. But now that I've thought of this idea, I feel I'm qualified. I am solving problems.
No, you have already said that there are way too many skeletons in the closet, not even in the closet, on the air, for you to go for office.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I said that before Donald Trump. Donald Trump has changed everything, all the calculus. And if I can show the people that I'm solving problems with a scratch-off ticket and to get people to vote, listen, if I go to the American people, the problem is we do not have enough representative government because we don't have enough people participating. It is hard for people. People do not go to the polls. We need to get people to the polls. I understand you need incentive. Let's be honest. The stickers are lame. But a scratch-off ticket, you could win. You could win. So even if your candidate loses, you still win. That's bipartisan.
It's a possibility that you win either way. So that's pretty cool. But I do think that the incentive of getting a sticker to just say, I did my duty, that's not a bad thing.
No, but it's lame. It's lame. Nobody gives a crap about their duty. What am I getting? What am I getting at that? How many people volunteer to do stuff? We don't have a lot of people who volunteer to do things, but we have a lot of people who go to work. Why do they go to work? Because they're getting something in return. I am giving you something in return. I can't give you cash. I'm giving you the chance. I am your aspirational candidate. Well, you're because you want to see what I can do for you, the country, and you want to see what this scratch-off can do for you. Maybe you hit it big. Maybe you win 500K. Maybe you just get another scratch-off. Maybe you get nothing. But either way, on your vote, the day you voted, there was just a little bit more hope in your life. Just a little bit more something to look forward to.
Well, I do understand this because I know that the I missed getting... And when the Powerball was big, I went and got a ticket, and then nobody won. And
somebody won.
And getting another one, and somebody hit for $2 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a chance at something like that.
And they did nothing. And they did nothing for the country. What I am saying is, you have a chance to win, not $2 billion, but, nice scratch-off prize, and you're doing your duty, you're doing something for the country, and for the future, for your future, for the kids' future, and as a thank you, I might be doing something for your future directly. It is a winning... Listen, I am the candidate, I am the leadership this country needs, and this is a bipartisan thing. Who's going to attack me on that? On the worst-case scenario, they're going to say, no, we should give something more. We should give more than that. And I've already won because, as Joe likes to say about Donald Trump, I start the conversation. I'm bringing up things that nobody else talks about. That's why Joe loved Donald Trump, because Donald Trump had all these brain farts that were considered starting conversations. I am giving you a brain burp. Not as stinky as a fart, but it still stands out.
I can start conversations. Nobody wants to vote for me for the conversations I start, though. I understand what you're saying, that, you know what, anything that would, fear is an incentive this particular yes,
voting. But let's here. Be but fear. That's what both sides are playing. Fear. That's what they've been doing for years. That doesn't make you proud. That doesn't make you proud to be an American. Voting for fear.
No.
I am offering the American dream, a chance for somebody to give you a little boost so you can make your life better. Whether it's putting food on the table for your kids, a little money to start, start your business, to pay for the electric bill. You are getting, just by showing up, you don't even have to vote for me, but you'd be foolish not to. But just by showing up, there is the chance, even if I have a fecocta Congress and a fecocta Senate, just by showing up for me, with my ideas, your life has a chance to be better. It's nothing about policy. It's not a conservative policy. It's not a liberal policy. It's a money policy.
Yeah, you know what? That's very capitalism. You know, it's just like what the people want, what the market will bear. You know, making money, getting things done. It's all very capitalism. It sounds like a good idea.
Well, I mean, we talked last week, and I came up with I think Joe named it, but I came up with the idea of the national influencer. I could be that if I had influence. But the idea, but the ideas in this noggin are very fertile. It's a wasted brain. It is a wasted brain.
It is full of fertilizer. I have always said that.
And that's why you're not going to be in the cabinet. It's little comments like that. That and you'll never show up. Those are the two reasons that you will not be in the cabinet. And, you know, you would think, oh, you've known her 25 years, 20 years. She should be in the cabinet. No, because like Donald Trump, I want to touch a loyalty, and I'm not feeling it with this crew here. I'll tell you that much right now.
Yes, sorry, I didn't come up tonight.
No, just a general. Just never should. But whatever. But isn't this a good idea? Isn't this a good idea?
You know what? The only thing is, I don't know if people would go for the idea of mixing voting rights and gambling. Although we are gambling when we vote.
No, but you're not gambling because you're not using your money.
It's still gambling.
It's not gambling.
The lottery's gambling.
If you pay for it, you're gambling. If you are giving money, you are gambling because that is your chance to win. For instance, my buddy, Rich Carucci, for my birthday, the only birthday gift I got, by the way, but that's okay.
No, so far.
Well, be that as it may, and I still haven't used them yet. For my birthday, scratch-off tickets. You know what, though?
Very nice.
This is not gambling for me because I did not wager any of my own money. This is a gift. This is my idea is your country is giving you back something because you're giving to your country.
So why don't we just, if people are not into the gambling, we could buy them some hooch when they show up at the polls.
The Supreme Court has already ruled you can't give people water. So I'm certainly not.
Yeah. Right?
I don't know if it was.
And that makes so much sense.
I don't know if it was. Was it? Yeah, was it the Supreme Court or is it Georgia? Anyway, in Georgia, you can't give water.
I think it was a state.
In Georgia.
Court.
Anyway, yeah. But again, so imagine coming on the other side of my lottery ticket scratch off proposition. You are now the most unpopular person, the most unpopular entity. Because again, this isn't a conservative thing, this isn't a liberal thing, this is a thank you thing. This is thank you for taking the time out to participate in our democracy. Your government thanks you.
Yes, absolutely. I thanked the police officer that was parked outside of my polling area for being there because things have been a little crazy and you never know. And he said, that's why we're here. And I said to him, but don't be afraid to spare the baton. And he looked at me like aghast, and I was like, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know. People don't have a sense. People don't have a sense of humor like we do.
No, but he did laugh. He did laugh.
Did you vote today?
I voted on the way home from the hospital.
We'll get to that in a second. I got to tell you, I voted on Saturday. It was delightful. I like these, you know, you have a couple of weeks, you could come in when it's convenient for you. Because we've been doing this show a long time, and so many times I would ask you and Joe, and I don't know where the hell Joe is, maybe Joe's voting right now. But so many times I would ask you and Joe, did you guys vote? And you would say, no, I couldn't, I had to come, I have to get to work, and by the time I get out of work, and blah, 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 the polls close. And that's a lot of people.
No. I vote every time.
You've missed a few.
I just vote on voting day.
You've missed a few. But anyway, over the past 11 years, you've missed a few. Well, we'll go to the tape. We'll go to the tape. You've missed it. Anyway, whatever. Fine. Not you, Joe. Either way. So, but that's a lot of people. A lot of people don't have time. I like, and I said this last time, you know, because of COVID, I like the extended hours. I like it making it easier for people to vote. It shouldn't be that I just don't have enough time on one day. Election day was a stupid term. They should have called it election period. The election period. And then there you go. You know what? If you can't get there in 2 weeks or with an absentee ballot, then you didn't want to get there. But if I give you 2 weeks, and I'm open on a weekend day, and you can't get there, then you know what? Screw you. But if you want to get there, you can get there, and you really won't be sacrificing anything.
You know, I found that it was, the polling place was ridiculously close to my home, very convenient. The only thing that I did not realize, because the COVID had me knocked for the count, and I could not peel myself off of the couch and out of the house to get there on Sunday, which I was thinking of doing. But then I went on Monday, Mr. Helix drove me over, and the polling place was not open on Monday, which I didn't realize. So I had to do it today, and then I got distracted, and so I did get it done. But it was like, whew, it was close.
Well, that's why I went on Saturday, because I knew Tuesday could be busy, and it's delightful. And now, Joe, did you vote?
Yeah, I voted this morning. I voted because I had to do the show tonight. I got there at 7:30. I was out. Oh, gee, probably. I got there by 7:15. I was on my way at 7:30.
Good man. Good man. Now, we live, to be fair, the three of us live in fairly nice, suburban, white neighborhoods. Everybody should have the experience that we had, where you feel safe, you can get in a reasonable amount of time, and you go on your way. Wherever you live, whatever, however you vote, whatever your color, that is how we should do things. And by having the extra days to vote, it probably makes it easier to do these things. I'm glad that none of us had an issue.
You know, I think that election day should be on election day.
But Joe, how many, we were just talking about this. Over the course of the years that we've done the shows, there's been times I've asked you if you voted, and you said you couldn't vote because you had to get to work, this, that, the other thing. So the way they're doing it now, you know what? And that's a reasonable thing, because a lot of people, they just don't have time on the one day. You give people a couple of weeks. You're open on the weekend. If you don't get there, then shame on you. Then there's no, if in 2 weeks or you're out of town, you don't mail in the ballot. If 2 weeks and we're open on a weekend and you can't get there, then you don't want to vote. Now, when you just do it one day, it's very possible that people can't get there, whether they had Pip's health issues, which, you know, fortunately she's okay, or they have to go to work, or there's an emergency. But if we give you a couple of weeks, I was afraid that today would be crazy for me. So that's why I went on Saturday. I like this better, but I've always said, let's get as many people as possible to vote, and let's let it be a competition of ideas, and whoever has the better ideas that the most people want, so be it. And I think that's what our founders intended. Actually, our founders didn't really want the opinions of, like, the three of us, to be honest with you. Let's be honest.
I don't know that.
No, because
John Hancock is sitting there going, I wonder what those dopes are thinking.
Well, no, because the founders we are, for better or for worse, my friends, we are the riffraff. We're not the riffiest of the raff, but we are the riffraff. We are the rabble rousers, and the founders were very distrusting of us, as well they should be, as history has proven them to be correct, which is why we have delegates. And that, you know, we vote for who we want, but they wanted that firewall in case we fucked it up. That's why we have delegates. So
we were not born as landed gentry.
No, and you know what? They're not wrong. They're not wrong. I've met us. There's a lot to be desired.
I've met us too, and I do think that there are many issues that we could go into someday. However, I do think that everybody should be able to get a vote. There are people who have a lot of money that are complete dopes.
Oh, yes.
There are people who are
Kanye West,
very smart.
Kanye West, we're looking at you. No, it has nothing to do with money. I'm talking about, listen, I'm going against what I said before. I've always said this should be a test to vote. Joe, I don't know if you heard the idea real quickly, and then we'll move on. I'm not Pip's wearing her Fakakta I Vote sticker. Do you like the I Vote sticker?
You want to know something? I walked out of the place, and I'm like, I was going to go post on my I Voted, and I'm like, you know what? You're supposed to. It's a right, you know, that you have. You know, it's not like you broke out of a gulag, into a crocodile lake, and then fucking went to the voting booth. It was a right that has been guaranteed and fought for, you know, since the country was formed. So I think it's an honor to do that. You voted, you know. So I didn't post it. That's the way I feel. Also, I just want to add something. I basically, you know, you're having all the discussions about voter fraud and all this. I really took a good look on how they go about, at the polling place.
Thank God we had you looking at this. You know, it was weird. I fielded phone calls from Biden and Trump and the Supreme Court. We go, listen, everybody's looked at it but Joe. If Joe could just weigh in, I think it would really put a nice salve on the country. I think people would calm the fuck down if Curry could weigh in. And I said, he's busy. He's working. I think he's going to vote. But to hear that you looked into this, I feel much better.
So they did say they were going to call.
Both sides. Both sides and all members of the Supreme Court. That was the one thing everybody could agree on. If Joe Curry could look into this, we'd feel a lot better.
But all years I was going to vote, you go into the polling place. When I was living in my old town, you go up to where your zip code was, you know, or the map, and they had the map. And then they give you a clipboard, and you sign the clipboard, and then they give you the piece of paper. When I go in today, there were two women there working at the desk, and you sign in, you know, what's your address, what's your this, and then they both have iPads, and she signs it, and the other person is supposed to sign off on it as well, and they do that with everybody coming in. She'll sign it, excuse me, and they'll sign, so they're signing, you know, signing off twice. So then you get, you know, they give you the ticket to go over.
Now let me just stop you right there, because people listen all over the world and all over the country. This is a New York thing. Not every state in the country operates this way. The three of us live in New York and vote in New York. That's a New York thing. Go on.
So yeah, it's a good cross check. So then they give me the little the ticket with the table 175. So I go over. I'm like, hi, how you doing? Do you know how the whole process works with the voting? And I go, let me just go over, you know, you start all that, you know, it's the columns. Do you want a privacy slide? And I'm like, no. I go, I almost said, I do wish so people know what I think. she was very, very descript on how it worked, which impressed me, you know. And then I go in and I fill out everything I have to fill out. And then the machine there, I feed them, Michelle, we feed them this way. Oh, thank you for your ticket. Thanks. So it was run very, very well. And I usually, you know, just basically the policy on, you know, voter fraud and mail-in ballots. But you want to see how they're doing. You know, I really wanted to see how they're really doing it. And it would be very, very up and up. You know, not a decisive operation.
That's what they have found throughout the country, even though they don't do it our way. Now, in our state, interestingly enough, you do not need a form of identification, a picture ID. However, as Joe alluded to, they have your signature on file. So when you sign, they pull up the signature and go, yep, it was just the shitty 2 years ago. You're still do you have Parkinson's? I can't tell from this. You might want to see a doctor, but it's close enough. Shakes. Go on and vote. So even though you
And you, it used to be even doubly easy, because because God rest his soul, when I lived in my old house, my neighbor across the street, Mrs. Gray, used to work at the polling place and would work at the desk for our neighborhood. You know, so it's like, Maggie, how you doing? Hi, Joe, how you doing? You know, so it's like the woman's known me since I was five. You know,
and here's the problem, though. I noticed pretty much all the workers at the polls were senior citizens. There's been a shortage of poll workers. A lot of people who have done it in the past have left because they're being harassed. That's part of the problem with all this nonsense about voter fraud, which doesn't exist. Which does, I mean, it not enough to affect anything in this country.
Well, I feel that it does exist. It exists on a very small level when they do it. But my feeling is when it gets on a larger level, it's going to be a larger level of fraud. That remains to be seen.
Yeah. Well, listen, all we have is all the years that they've been doing it and the way they look into it. And yes, occasionally it happens, but it's never enough to affect anything. You know, because there are these safety, there are these things put in place, as Joe described what he went through in New York. And as I was talking about before you got on, Joe, people don't want to vote. So now you're going to get a bunch of people who are going to fake vote? Please. We can't. Most of us can't be bothered. Although, Joe, I did solve the problem, and then we'll move on. Neither you and I are really moved by the I voted sticker for various reasons. I proposed everybody who shows up to vote gets a scratch-off lottery ticket. We'll get a lot more voters that way.
And you know what? You're going to yell at me because you always do, because you keep on adding this stuff. I want to add something else. We're bringing up people, you know, the way people act. You know?
Wait, hold on. No comment? No comment on my proposal?
You want a lottery ticket?
No, everybody who shows up to vote gets a scratch-off lottery ticket. Get a chance. A dream.
No.
I like it.
No.
You know what, Joe? You would be the one who said no, and you would lose in an election against me because you're like, no, I don't want you to have aspirations and a dream and a chance of winning something.
I'm not going to do a stress to reward for a right that people have fought and died for.
Have you met us? We don't care about rights. We don't care. We say we care about rights.
You want to know something? Then if you don't go and vote, then don't complain about it.
Oh, have you met us? It's like he doesn't even know us. No. Hold on, no. I have the right to complain no matter what as an American, and I most certainly will, whether I participated or not. See, this, Joe, this is why you never win an election. You can't relate to the people. You don't know who we are. You're babbling about rights and not being able to complain. I would think at the very least, being a comic and meeting the audience and doing this show for 11 years, you would know a little something about us. You don't. It's why you can't win.
I know enough where when I was online to get in, you know, was everybody's quiet and stuff like that, and it's like you hear the stories about like these yahoos and stuff like that, and I look at it this way. I thought about this when I was leaving. I go, look, we do this show, we have our views, we argue about our views, we go on stage, we talk about, you know, our views, sometimes make jokes about it. I go on to Colorado, I post my views at work, I post my views. I feel that the polling place is a place where there should be a sense of decorum. No matter how you feel, you can be in your big blue Ford F-150 pickup truck with Trump's fucking flags all over the place, and when you walk into the polling place, you're quiet, respectful, and you place your vote because you did all your rebel rousing. You've done all your rousing. You've done your debating. You've done your show. You've been on stage. You've discussed at the meet and greet, blah, 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 blah. And now it's time to place your vote. You've done your vote, and now you're doing a right that people have fought and died for, and there should be a sense of decorum that goes along with it.
Of course there should. But now we're seeing people get intimidated outside of the polling areas. You know, we're seeing the people who work doing what you just described, really just, you know, ensuring our right as Americans to vote. They're being harassed. We've seen them be slandered and targeted by people in the highest levels of government. What you say makes perfect sense, and I agree with you 110%. However, I bring to you again, you haven't met us. But I agree with you. We'd be much better off if, no matter who you voted for, you know, you didn't want to impose your will on other people other than a nice debate in a place far away from the place where we vote. When you show up to that parking lot, you go in, you pull your lever, you fill in your little circle.
Sense of decorum. You've made your statement, your bumper sticker, you're on the show, the stage, the blah, the blah, the blah, the Colorado, blah, blah, blah. But when you pull into that parking lot to cast your vote, it's the right that people fought and died for, and there is a sense of decorum that should be followed.
And along those lines, if I vote by Dropbox, I don't even know where they are, but if I wanted to vote by Dropbox, I probably would. I don't need you standing in camo guarding it with your AR-15. It's a box. Are you gonna guard every mailbox? Stop it. Isn't there a wife you can beat? Shut up. Go home. Oh wait, that was the wrong thing to say. But anyway, isn't there something else you could be doing? Isn't the World Series of Bass Fishing on? I mean, we don't need you to
look. You're going to get people that are a little bit out of hand.
But it intimidates people, Joe. You know, I'm not saying those people are saying anything to the people voting. I don't know if they are or not. I haven't researched all the cases, but I will say if you see somebody standing there with a gun and you're kind of intimidated.
You want to know something? Here's the deal. If that was me and there's a guy there and I go, this is very profitable. Yeah, and he's got the AR-15 and stuff like that. I'm not intimidated because you want to know something? If his guy loses, what are you going to say? Can't say shit. You're there with a fucking AR-15. Yeah,
Joe, you're not intimidated. You're not intimidated. I'm not intimidated. But a lot of people are. And it's unnecessary. Pip would be. It's unnecessary. It flies in the face of what you just said. Decorum. The whole thing should be decorum. But what do you want? Our politicians don't have decorum. So it trickles down to us. All right. Enough of the voting thing. I'm glad we all voted. So far, I think one side's up by one over the other, just based on the three of us. But but I'm glad everybody here voted. It is
you don't know. I've been so fucking crazy at work today. I mean, this is the first time since I've stopped since Jesus Christ 8:30 this morning. So I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I have CNN on in the background in case something interesting.
Of course you do.
Well, okay, something interesting happened.
Joe has a different time. There's daylight savings and there's standard time. And Joe has Jesus Christ 8:30, which is completely different time on the clock.
Well, Jesus Christ time is Jesus Christ time is for when you just want to hang around. That's Jesus Christ time.
It's funny. My coworker at the day program is just across from me. I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's 11:30 already? Yes, Joe, it's 11:30. The day moves on, like, right, without me, though.
All right. So Pip voted, so things got better for her day, but you had a pretty crummy day. You had a bad day.
Yes, I've been having bad days. It's been bad days. This COVID has kicked my ass royally, and I've been out of work for 2 weeks and 2 days now. And I completely understand that we are understaffed at work, and something just happened. Somebody quit right before all this happened for me, and I was ready to step in, and you know, I was doing some of that lady's work just to get us through the hump there, and then I got hit by the COVID Mack truck. As our listeners know, this morning I was getting ready to go into work for the first time, and I was just standing in the shower, and I was having trouble breathing. And I've been having pressure on my chest, which with somebody with a defibrillator, you don't want to feel. So I was really concerned. I thought, how the hell am I going to get through a day at work? And I got out of the shower, and I was drying off, and Mr. Hillux happened to walk by, and he looked at me, and he went, oh, my God, you look terrible.
Aw, it's like the moment you guys met.
It was exactly the same words.
Aw, he's so romantic.
And also part of our vows.
Yeah, were you having chest pains, too, the day you guys met?
No, I think that was lower.
Oh, all right.
Um, But that was love. So I started becoming really concerned that I was like woozy and having trouble catching breath, and my chest hurt a lot. And so I had been to the doctor on Friday, and I was having some of the same symptoms, and she had told me that, you know, all right, I think it's just the, you know, symptoms of the COVID, and if it gets any worse, you know, come back here or go to the hospital. And I was like, let's go to the ER. So, I texted my boss, and I know things haven't always been great with him, but, you know, I understand that he's got to be beside himself being down people, and I've been out for a while. So he says to me, and text, you know, oh, okay, well, you know, send us paperwork from the ER. And I'm like, I'm not there yet. give you something when I get it. And we had some of this conversation while I was, you know, put in one of their beds, whatever. when he texts me, send me something, I'm thinking, well, some of this is coming from the other girl that played some shenanigans and then, like, abruptly quit. He's thinking, what are you doing? So I took a picture of myself in the hospital bed with my gown and the leads on me and stuff, and I'm like, I'll get to the paperwork later. And I sent the same picture to Davin saying, yeah, there might be an issue with this show.
And I said, and I said, I'm going to need to see your bedpan. I don't believe this.
I'll either send you paperwork or a prayer card. Whatever comes first. I'm not here on vacation.
Yeah, whatever, you know, it's like, do you want to see the blood-taking sites?
Let me tell you something. The hospital does a good job of you up, because when I had the car accident, like I said, I just was there. I had chest pain from the airbag smacking into me. And I'm in the bed, and I wanted to just check that. And he hooked me up with all this shit. I posted it on Facebook. Oh, my God, they're gonna, I ain't going to die. He just watched too much TV here.
Yeah, no. I was really impressed with this visit. Now I remember the olden days when EKGs were, you know, a big to-do. Now it's they slap leads on you. It goes, okay, done. Still cooking. I got two EKGs. I got an X-ray. Vitals taken. You know, I got, you know, simonized. I got the whole works done, blood right. work. And so luckily everything is good. They scared me just a little bit because the blood work said it was either a protein or an enzyme, and my heart came up as non-conforming, but not to get too worried, we'll just do it again and see if it's normal.
That happened to me. He had to do three blood tests, but he saw the one, and it was non-conforming, and then he did the second one, and it was almost the same thing. So he goes, look, he goes, you're probably fine. We'd like to do the third one because we want to do the average. If it comes out on the average, you're fine. And I'm like, oh, boy. You know, but they did so they did it to me, and it was fine. It came out a little low, and they're like, all right, you're good to go. You're fine.
Yeah. But this doctor was really good. He talked to me like an adult, which is so unusual in my life. And he was really nice, and he explained things well. And so he said that, because, you know, they showed the cardiologist my chart and everything, and they were like, no, it's okay. When the second test came up okay, they're like, no, she's good to go. It's just they said that this probably is inflammation from COVID in my chest. But I'm telling you, I am very uncomfortable, and I'm still, like, breathing kind of hard to get in a good breath. This has just been, and this is supposed to be the mild COVID. This is 2.5 weeks now. I'm done.
This tells me, because it's kind of like what my mom, you know, they said hers was mild COVID, and she was in the hospital for a week, and she was like, she was hooked up to oxygen, and they said she, you know, if she didn't have all the shots. Same thing for with you. If you didn't have all the vaccines, when you got it, you would be in a lot worse shape than you wound up getting.
Worse shape.
So that's good.
The nurse.
Well, you're by the chemistry too. I mean, you know, my IT guy, he got it, and he hurt, you know, a relatively healthy guy. He was in the hospital for 3 days.
Right. No. What I'm saying is when it's. At least what they told my mother, and I'm guessing if you asked your doctor, Pip, would say the same thing. It's a good thing you have all these vaccines. And my mother, much like you, is not in the best of physical shape. Now, my mother's my mother's 20 years your senior, which makes it worse. But you guys are not in the best shape, and COVID affects, you know, people. If you're not in great shape, it affects you a lot worse. So thank goodness that you and my mom had all the vaccines. I still got to get this last one, the latest one. It just doesn't seem urgent to me. I know I should do it, and I will.
I don't have the last one.
Right, but what you had helped you. And you know what? You might have had COVID. You might have had COVID before and not been symptomatic. There's so many strains out there.
I tend to get the flu really bad. Like, it hits me like a truck when I get it. And I get the flu shot every year, and I always get a strain that is, like, newer than whatever's cooked up in the flu shot. So I've not been lucky with that.
No, I don't get that flu shot. Every year my mom's, are you going to get the flu shot? No, it makes me sick, and I don't get the flu. I'm not getting the flu shot.
You know, it's the thing with the shots, and it's like how you want to play the game. Like, I with the shots, I'm leery of them, but I'm going to get one Thanksgiving week. I'm going to get, because I'm doing Santa Claus. I got a lot of shit going on in December. So yeah. I'm going down Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, to get the COVID shot and to get a flu shot. It's probably going to lock me on my ass, but I literally have nowhere to go that weekend. I'm in the fucking house all 3 days. So all I'm going to do is set up for Santa, so I'll get it done then. There's two people I know. One of them is the lead singer of my band, who did not get one, does not want to get one. He's been fine, very adamant that he does not get one. The other one is a comic buddy of ours that I was hanging out with on Sunday, and he hasn't got one, and it's cost him a lot of acting work because he just refuses to get it. He doesn't want you to deal, you know, with what the unknown effects of it. So it depends. Now, in his case, he chooses not to pick up acting spots and stuff for it. Me, I'm getting it because I need to work. I need to work. I've got, you know, I've already got Santa stuff. I have one weekend where I'm down at Uncle Vinny's. I'm doing a Santa Claus that day and then getting a room and then doing, you know, a show at night and then heading back out the next day. So it's very big. So I don't want to take – I got to make fucking money. I'm broke, you know. You know, I'm playing the game. I'm going down. You know, I'm going down on Thanksgiving Eve. I'll get the flu shot, the COVID shot, and probably walk around. You know, in a stunned state on Thursday and Friday. But you know, it is what it is. Where am I going? I'm going nowhere.
And you should also, in your case, get the rabies shot and the distemper shot. I recommend. I recommend those.
We get the shingles shot.
Yes.
You guys ever have shingles? It's fucking awful.
I have not.
No,
and I've not
had
the shot.
But I've known people who've had it, and they said that it's just ungodly pain.
Yeah,
and the worst thing about it is that you get these mouth sores. Oh, and lucky for me, when I had it, I just happened to be headlining Catch, you know, that weekend that I had the sores in my mouth. So I'm doing 45, you know, to an hour, and I'm like, I've got these sores in my mouth. I was guzzling fucking Ambisol in the parking lot, you know.
Oh my god.
All right.
Yeah, no. I have lots of injections to get. I was on my way, perversely, to get the last COVID booster, the most up-to-date one, when I got rear-ended.
Yeah, but now you don't need it. Now you're good for, like, depends who you ask, 3 or 6 months. So now you're good.
No, I realize that, but I am convinced that Mr. Helix had such a light case compared to me because he got the last booster and I didn't.
That's possible, but he's also in better shape than you are.
Yeah, I mean, particularly weight wise.
That's what COVID affects. COVID goes after the heavy. Here's what COVID is. COVID is the lion that goes after the fat gazelle. The one that's running, the one that can't keep up with the herd because it grazed a little too long by the river and avoided the crocodile. Well, here comes the lion. COVID is the lion. Unfortunately, it goes after the slow and delicious.
And believe me, I have got to be delicious.
You look delicious.
You think the amount of the lines goof on that one line? It's like, nice mosey, Steve.
Well, you don't really. Now, here's the thing: if you're a fat lion, you're running the pride. That's the thing. If you're a fat gazelle, you're feeding the pride. There's the difference.
Oh, I know that. If I was on The Walking Dead, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. This is the problem with Zoom, kids. You guys are all over each other.
Yeah, well, we're not coming up either, so we'll be.
Well, Pip will be up here again.
Yeah, I will. That's not right now.
Oh, no, not now. You got to get to work.
Oh, God. I know. I realized a long time ago that if I was on the show The Walking Dead, that I would not have made it past the first season.
I don't know. You would have been killed before the season started.
Somebody would have thrown me down as a speed bump so they could get away.
Because all these shows start with, the apocalypse already happened. You would have been killed in the first wave.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, I get that.
Yeah, please.
I get that.
You would have moseyed out for a ring ding, thinking the coast was clear, and somebody would have eaten you. That would have been you. You wouldn't even be a name in the closing credits, dear. That's how quickly you would have been gone.
Well, but one of the things that I do wonder, there's one or two fat people on The Walking Dead, and I'm like, how is that even possible with the starvation that goes on constantly? This is a thyroid problem.
Well, no, because Pip, you know, we grew up in a time where, like, Ethiopia was always shown, and those people were starving because there was droughts and everything, and the kids that Sally Struthers was fighting for food all had distended stomachs because of the air. In there, so that's what the fat people on The Walking Dead. They're
that's
just air. It's air. It's not double cheeseburgers. I assure you, it's just air.
Just gotta put a pin in there.
Yeah, that's what it is. But you're right. I mean, I guess because of casting, they have to cast fat people in that. But really, it takes you out of the make believe.
Yeah, I was like, I'm looking at this one guy. He's a character that I like, by the way. But I'm like, yeah, you actually wouldn't be here.
No. No, because if the zombies didn't get you, us cowering in this abandoned shed would. You look delicious.
Yeah. I you cannot run a zombie. Zombies don't move that quick.
No, but if you can get a zombie to dummy up, they'll sneak up on you.
Yes. No, you know what? They just can't hold their tongues.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
They sound like Joe waking. They sound like Joe waking up in the morning. That's what they sound like.
Yeah. The point is.
But no, but it's a fair point. Like, really, how bad do you have... Like, unless they get you in your sleep, how bad do you have to be to get caught by a zombie? It's a valid point.
Oh, no, but if there's enough of them, I can see it.
No, I can't see it at all. Unless I run out of gas. If a zombie chases me into other zombies, but as I recall, zombies are not known for their teamwork and strategizing, so that would just be an unhappy coincidence. But...
No, they're not working together. They just happen to be working towards the same end at the same time.
Right, okay.
That's how a lot of people were got.
Listen, if you're going to be herded up, I get it. But, I mean, if it's one-on-one or one-on-two, there's no way a zombie's getting me. I'm sorry.
No.
They can't zig and zag. Ugh. You hear them coming?
The horrible at it.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Most of them don't have good running shoes on. I mean, let's be fair. A zombie should not sneak up on you.
Shoes off. There's a foot that there's a foot missing. You know.
Yeah.
Is it rotted off?
See,
he became a zombie. Yeah.
You get no. I have no sympathy if you get eaten by a zombie. Now, if you get bitten by a vampire, that I understand. You don't know they're there. You leave the window open. Next thing you know, Count Chocula's in your bedroom. You're screwed. They're much more stealthy. They are much a vampire is a much more stealthy ghoul than a zombie.
Well, they're much sexier.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Everybody wants to bang the vampire. Nobody wants to bang a zombie.
No, the zombies
not
are all the
really.
Stuff like that. I mean, Dracula looks good.
I will say this though. I will say the zombie has an advantage over Dracula for one reason. At least, you know, Dracula only wants you for your heart, you know. But a zombie, and women unfortunately have to deal with this more than we do, Joe, but zombies, they want you for your mind. So there's the advantage of a zombie.
Now, do you think Dracula looks at zombies like the headliner looks at the MC or a guest spot?
No, I think a zombie is a pimple on a vampire's ass, you know.
Oh,
what if a zombie would attack a vampire?
They're full of blood, sure.
But zombies aren't smart enough to have like stakes in the heart, so you're not really gonna kill them. What, are you gonna bite? You gonna bite a vampire? He'll bite you back. That's what he does. Now he'll spit you out. He'll spit you out because you're rotted and fetid, but he'll bite you back.
Vampires cannot drink from the dead.
I said he'll spit you out.
Oh.
I said he'll bite you back, but he will spit you out.
You know what's funny? You know how like I take off and name something and then go off on it? I'm on the roof, not threatening to jump. I'm putting some stuff in my gutters, and it's getting to be nighttime. It's like twilight, and there's a bat flying around. And I named him Boris, and I'm on my ladder. I forget I live in a small neighborhood. Bah, I'm Boris the bat. Who's? And I'm like, whose wings are those? Who's a good bat? And I forgot I'm outside. I'm on my fucking ladder. The neighbors have already got a show that day because I almost fell with the ladder, and I'm cursing and yelling. So, I mean, it was like the third act of my fucking antics.
Why are you not on YouTube yet?
Look at him.
If somebody had a camera, I'd be a fucking star. Now, next thing you know, James wants me as governor with a fucking ladder because we sold the place. I'd bring the ladder.
Stop it. Joe does not have the ass to be a YouTube star. What a stupid question that was. You got to have the ass. Yes.
Oh, no, he has the hijinks.
But he's a middle-aged old guy. You need a tight ass and hijinks, my friend. That's what you need.
No. YouTube stars are made of whatever is bizarre and catches people's attention. Joe and his talking to his little bat would have been all over the place.
Maybe you're right. I don't watch that shit. I'm sorry. I know you like to spend hours watching YouTube videos and reels and TikToks. I'm sorry. I can't. There's too many things on with people with talent. You know, people have put in sweat equity and actually perfected a craft, whether it be writing a script or acting or comedy or drama, for me to waste my time.
If you notice, a lot of the acts coming in, at least they're here in the honor, like YouTube stars and stuff like that, you can fill seats.
Yeah, I know who we are. It doesn't mean I have to be one of them.
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't. But it doesn't hurt.
To be one of them? I might as well be a zombie. It's the same thing. I don't want to be part of the mindless rabble-rousers chasing after the YouTube star. Yuck! I'll be the vampire picking my prey, thank you.
Well, I think...
Stick to your guns or your fangs.
I am going to stick to my fangs, and I fly, and I'm sexy, and I got a cool accent. Better than, YouTube, TikTok,
To my point, if Dracula looks down on zombies, Dracula's more of a class act. It's like, who are these fucking guys?
Well, I don't know. I mean, listen.
A lot of clothes and stuff. Listen. It's got casket fabric in it, you know. He's got these pieces of shit, rotted jeans and a shirt, and then the guy's foot's dangling. What is this shit?
Far be it from me to speak for all vampires. I don't possibly know. I can't possibly speak for the vampire community. All I can do is speak for myself. I personally look down on zombies and people that are zombies in front of their computer screen or phone watching YouTube videos all day. That's just me. I can't speak for every vampire.
What are you saying? What are you trying to say?
I'm saying your flesh is rotted and fetid, and I wouldn't even eat you. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm so classy that when I stick my fangs into your neck, I stick my pinky out. That's how classy I am.
And you only drink the finest blood.
Exactly. I like an aged Merlot blood.
That's right. You bring out the neck.
You know what I do sometimes, Joe? With the first bite in a neck, I will bite, I will swish the blood around in my mouth, and then I will spit it out, and then I will decide if I will continue supping that evening from the chosen neck. That's what I do.
Yes, and that is the class of being Dracula. A zombie doesn't give a shit. It'll eat your brain. You don't care how fresh it is or not.
A zombie, if I could equate it to sports fans, A zombie is the Philadelphia Eagles fans of monsters. If you, as you recall, when the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl, we saw their fakakta fan eat some fresh horse shit from the ground. Same thing with zombies. No, I can't respect it.
A zombie eating into a brain reminds me a lot like you biting into a Subway tuna sandwich on the road. You don't care how old it is. You don't care how it tastes.
All right, well, you know, listen.
That's fine.
That's yes. Listen. And that was, but I've matured since then. If I was going to be a ghoul, I would definitely be a vampire.
Yeah. Good.
I like that.
I'm classy.
Instead of sniffing the cork, you could be like taking a waft of the collar.
Right.
Does it smell like a good vintage?
Well, yeah, because I have time. First of all, they're sleeping. Second of all, I'm so damn sexy. They're happy I'm there. I can do anything I want. Nobody's happy to see a zombie, but you're happy to see Dracula.
Yeah, all
sure. So, yeah, that's exactly what... Now, if Joe was a monster, it'd be Frankenstein, made of parts that don't quite fit right.
Who, me as a monster? Yeah, whatever's on sale, whatever I just found.
Sure. Joe would be made from spare parts of the dollar store.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. Yeah, of course, I'd have a foot on my head, and if people would laugh, and I'm like, don't you make me smack you with my fucking toes. And go right like that.
And then much like a comedy club audience, they would chase him out with torches. But no.
13 bad.
But yeah, no. You know what? A vampire has any sense about him, he is looking down on the zombie community.
Oh, I'm making Frankenstein monster at a gig. Do you want to pay cash or you want me to Venmo the money? Venmo man. Okay.
It'd be really funny if that's the only voice that you used off stage with them, like for everything. opening.
You know what would be funnier?
Headliner, good.
You know what would be funnier? If you used that voice during your Santa Claus gigs. I would enjoy that.
Oh, God.
All right, Santa. The children are going to sit in your lap. Sit on my head.
I'm like that on Christmas Eve by the fourth show.
Well, that's the show I want. That's the show I want to watch.
It's the same fucking thing. You're not going to... All right, Santa Claus, you'll come in a second, okay? Here's the two bags of toys that it's impossible to carry. Do you want me to carry your music? No, stupid. How the fuck am I going to hit the button? Okay. Oh, I'm going to go inside, and then you ring the doorbell and start saying ho, ho, ho. All right. Going ding, dong, ding. They're not answering the door. What do you think? I'm the fucking Amazon guy, you know? I hope they open the fucking door. Open the fucking door. How I can't hold this shit. Well, you know I'm here. God,
you know what I would do?
But yeah, I'm by the third fucking gig.
Here's what I would do. Because if I was Dracula, I would go out as Santa Claus. Because you have to invite a vampire into your home. So if I was a vampire, I would pick up all the Santa gigs I could take. Milk and cookies. No, I'm eating you, stupid.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I think that I would be the wolf woman because it doesn't even take a full moon for me to have the hairy legs. I'm already.
I just assumed anything with a moon you were about.
Yeah. Gavin, you know the woman that booked me for the Santa gigs. If you're like 2 seconds late, you freak the fuck out. You think if I'm biting people's necks, I'm just not gonna call?
No, listen, just say you apologize that she won't be rebooking. What are you gonna do?
I do not need this. I will go.
You know, that lady has never called me and given me a what the hell happened conversation. I've never had. Now you work, do a lot more gigs for her than I do because of the Santa stuff. But I've done enough.
Well, but the Santa stuff, I mean, the comedy gigs are that you show up, you do the gig, you know. But with the Santa stuff, there's just variables. And people are fucking nuts, and you know, sometimes they call. Not much, but Springfield and all these clubs, because people are fucking lunatics too. You go to the house and it's...
I gotta write that script. That I gotta call a friend of mine and write that script. The Dracula.
I hope it's not the friend we have called. He ain't gonna get back to us.
No, not him. Somebody who'll finish stuff. Dracula Claus. I like Dracula Claus. That could be something.
Dracula Claus.
And he loves Christmas. All right, that's what I'm going to do on the break. Nobody listen to the show. Nobody steal my idea.
What do you want for Christmas, son? I want a dolly. I want a blah. You know what I want blah, blah.
All right. Let's,
Santa, no!
Let's take our first break. When we come back, Pip's favorite holiday, Halloween, it led to a lot of problems. People made some questionable decisions, and we will tell you about those. And we'll tell you how good it is or bad for it is for me to call you a bunch of motherfuckers. We'll let you know what that did for my bodies and so much more. That's what we say to Joe all the time. But on the break, we got new music from Cindy Alter with Tightrope. And you can learn more about Cindy at creativeanddreams.com. And we also have new music from The Animal Gang with Gimme Love. And you can learn more about them at fluttertone.com.